Nissan, Monday the 15th of April, Rabbi Shimshon Silkin. The four sons, which one are you?
Is it disconnected, is it on hold? It's on hold, it's disconnected. On hold now. On hold? Just leave it. It's all good? It's okay. Just got had a message saying disconnected.
On hold, what does that mean?
Fine.
Well, somebody said it wasn't, sorry. Again.
No, it said disconnected.
Okay.
Keneged arba banim dibro teira. Echad chacham, echad roshav, echad tam, echad sheni de'elishav.
A number of questions. First of all, keneged arba banim dibro teira, chacham, roshav, tam, eni de'elishav. What's it that's echad. Echad chacham, echad roshav, echad. We've got a lot to get through on Seder night. All the extra words. Must be a reason for them. Satan's, many ask the question, the opposite of a chochem is a ksil. Yeah? The opposite of a wise person is a foolish person. You open up Mishlei, you find, concept of chochmah, which is celebrated, and the opposite of Chochmah, which is the ultimate disaster, is a ksil. Yeah, shteitzach. If a person is a fool, it can lead to rishus. Ein olam choytei, el imkein nichnas poi ruach shtus. Right, a person only sins if they are occupied or they become possessed with a ruach shtus, which may be shoyter ksil. So, but it should still say Chochom shoyter. Tom, any day they show it, or it should say, Tzadik, Rosha. Tom, any day, what's the Chochom and the Rosha? It's Tzadik and the Rosha, it's the Chochom and the Ksil. Also, the introduction to the Arba Avonim. Baruch HaMokoyim, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenosan Torah, La'am Yisrael, Baruch Hu. We come to start a time with that. Broch all of a sudden. Agab. I think it's brought down in Shmuel HaLeket that, everybody asks the question, where's the bracha on Magid? Just saying as an aga, as a side point, where's the bracha on Magid? Magid is doch a mitzvah d'oraisa, v'ikala to the vincha. Every mitzvah needs a bracha, unless stated otherwise. And before you eat the matzah, make a bracha. Even the mitzvah d'rabbonon of Mora, make a bracha. Halal is a good kasha. What happens in the Halal's bracha? But this Halal's only drabona. But Magid, Choladez, and yet, where's the bracha? So many answers given to this, but it's brought down that Baruch HaMokko and Baruch Hu, Baruch Shnosan Torah Am Yisrael, Baruch Hu is the bracha on Magid. Sure. Yeah? Yeah? Azov Gebren, Azov Vet Gedrukt in any of our goddess. Sorry? Where's the Shem? Amokin. Yeah, but you just said it, so it can't be too much of a Shem. Okay, Shem. Yeah. So these are some of the kashas one can ask on this passage of the Agoda. Why Echod? Just say Chochom Rosha. Tomei de Elisho. What's the juxtaposition of the Chochom with the Rosha? What's the comparison or the contrast? Of a chokhm and rosha, the chora, if you're comparing and contrasting, it should be a chokhm sat, it should be a chokhm ksil, chokhm leitz maybe, mustos, yeah, rosha. And then the introduction of the whole thing of Baruch HaMokim, Baruch Hu, Vikum to Starain. Also, okay, I think that's enough for now. Also, the way that we respond to the rosha, perhaps we can address that as well in the time that we have. Ilu hoya shom, lo hoya nigol. I mean, this is not Kiruv 101. It said someone, if you'd have been there, you'd still, you never would have come out. Surely there's a more encouraging response that should be possible for us to give the Rosha. I think before we even get into the four sons, Lemaisa, I think it's important to know that there are four sons. I think it's very important in the world of chinuch to be makir that there's not just the one sort of standardized unit, the one size fits all. This is the way, this is the mahalach, this is the ideal child, this is the way everyone has to be. Arba bonim, stuff Hashid just all mentioned, show your rockers. Arba bonim, sentence. I think it's very important that we recognize that they are bonim, right? Kinder. Bonim atem na Hashem Elokeichem. Bonim atem, right? They are children. They are all worthy to be treated as children, which is always a lashon of ava, rather than stum as, projects. They're not projects, they are children. And perhaps most important of all is Dibro Torah. Dibro Torah. Keneged Abba Abonim Dibro Torah. And already, perhaps that's why there's an introduction of Baruch Shenosan Torah La'amo Yisrael. It doesn't say Baruch Shenosan Torah La'tzadikim, Baruch Shenosan Torah L'chachme Yisrael, Baruch Shenosan Torah L'gedoyle Yisrael, Baruch Shenosan Torah La'amo Yisrael. As long as they are still within the category of Am Yisrael, then the Torah is speaking to them. That's why it says, "Kenegra Bobonim Dibra Torah." The Torah has something to say to each one of these children. Now, the title said, "Which one are you?" Yeah? So, we also have to recognize that when it says, "Echad Chochov, Echad Roshov, Echad Tam, Echad Shein Delisha," there's a reason why it says, "Echad, Echad, Echad, Echad." One Peshat is to understand that, as the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, that Lomo Nivra Odom Yechidi, why was Odom created as an individual? Why did Kosh Boko create many people at the beginning? To teach us that every person should remember, Bishvili Nivra Olam. Every person is Mechuyiv to say and believe, Bishvili Nivra Olam. That the whole world is to die, to be created for just me. There's no such thing as spare parts in Hashem's world. The Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't just create extra people because he's got leftover materials. You know, sometimes you have a little bit of extra flour, you make a cupcake or something. Right? People are not cupcakes. Right? That's a very important yisoid. Echad chochav, echad. Each one is echad, each one is yechidi. Or mitzvasem state, a muridik yisoid, and I've heard it brought down b'shem the Maharal. So I'm still looking for the original makor. Of a state that these arba bonim are not necessarily four different people. They're not necessarily four different people. They could be talking about the same person. There is a time when a person is a chacham and he feels like a chacham and he behaves like a chacham, wants to get good, and the davening is working and the learning is flowing and the middos are gevaldig and having a gevaldig day. And the next day, and it could be the very next day, Baruchim writes, it could be mamish from one day to the next. I think if he lived in today's door, he would say it happened from 1 minute to the next, and especially if you cut some up in traffic on out on this side. But Echad Chochom, Echad Roshim means that the same Chochom is the Roshim. Echad Chochom, Echad Yena is also the Roshim. A person can have a day of Chochmah, and a person can have a day of Rishus. I don't think we want to call anybody a Rosha. But Meiser Rishus, right? It's possible for a very good person, right? Everyone has the Yetzirah. Everyone has the Yetzirah. Everyone has, if you push them far enough, they're going to make a mistake. Make a mistake? As it does. Right? Nobody's perfect. Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz. Ashiyah Satoi V'lo Yechato. There's no such thing as a perfect tzaddik. So it could be that the chacham of yesterday is the rosh of today. Right? Someone pushed him too far, and he made a mistake. So it's possible for a person to have a day of chochmah, a person to have a day of rishus, a person to have a day of tamus. Tamus, right? Now, the word tam, by the way, very interesting, and there's no time to fit everything in. Baruch Hashem, we've got Seder night coming up. Loads of time to talk about all these things. But the lashon tam can often be a tremendous compliment. Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Ishtom Yoshev Aholim. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu says Avraham, he's halich lefonai v'yei somim. Pasuk state, tomim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. Right? If tam is tomim, there's machlokus whether tam is necessarily a lashon of tamimus. Tamim and tamimim. Tamim and tamimim. Oba nagid sheken, so the tam can be a tremendous thing, because tam is normally understood to be simplicity. right? And there's a time to be simple, there's a time not to overcomplicate things, like sometimes the biggest problem is that we overcomplicate things, so there's a mailim being a tam, but the chora in the Haggadah, the tom, is somebody who is too simple, right? We'll soon see in the Rishonim how they understand what it means to be a tom, but it's possible that a person could be a tom for the day, and it's possible that a person can be she'eni de'alishul for the day. So I think. Yeah, very good, very good. But the problem is in Loshna Kodesh is that we put the adjective after the noun, after the right. So ish tom means it was a man of tam, which means tam is the ikah. That's what the Chofetz Chaim makes the whole shtickle Torah about pera oda by shmo. Okay, could be fine. Understand? But I think it's important that if we can, just to see a little bit of what the Mefarshim, how they explain vos haste achochom, what it means to be a Rosh, what it means to Tom and Shein Del Yishoy, and to try to see how the Haggadah responds to each one of those, and if therefore we are having a chochom moment, right, or a Rosh moment, then the Haggadah should also help us, not just on Pesach, but throughout the whole year, to know how to deal with that. Eshes achochom. Sheit achochom roes anoylod, right, based on the Pasuk really, that Chochom Enov Baroshoi. What is the definition of a Chochom? Chochom is someone, let's start first of all, Enov Baroshoi. It's very interesting. If you look in the words of the Haggadah, the Chochom says, Moho Eidois, Vahachukim, Vahamishpotim. Dahainu, he has the ability, he has the capacity to recognize that there's something called a Choik, and there's something called a Mishpot, and there's something called Eidos, and they're not the same thing, and he's able to compartmentalize them and to separate them out and to have that level of clarity. It's clear to us that the Chochom has that clarity. He's not just walking in and seeing everything mixed up. He's taking stock. He's able to differentiate. He's able to identify. And he's able to say, this is a Choik, this is a Mishpat, this is an Eidos. What should be the response to somebody who is displaying that level of clarity? And what should we do when we have those moments of clarity? You know how it is. I'm sure it's not just me. You're sitting there in front of your Gemara, right? And it just, suddenly the sugi just clicks together. I wish it would happen more often. But the sugi clicks together, and all of a sudden, Gichab, Tosis, Kasha, and Rashi, and then you refer back to the previous Gemara, and the Baruch Hashem, right? That's called a Chochom moment, because it's all about halting Kop. It's all about, you have to halt Kop. So this is the Eidus, Chochom, Mishpot, and put things in the right place, you know, what is a Kasha, what's a Teres, what's a Habiman, what's a Maskana. What should a person do when they are in that place, or how should a person respond to a chochom who is their child or is their talmid? Ein maftir va'af ato emoloi, ein maftirin acha pesach afikoymen. I tell you, I'm murdig of it. Murdig, it's murdig, I think. Right? Because chochom, ein maftir acha pesach afikoymen, hilchus ha pesach, I mean, there's many, many other hilchus ha pesach. For vos, punkt, that halacha, that ein maftirin acha pesach afikoymen, they're going to make sure that. What's linked in aim of tina chabesach havekoyim dafka to a chochem? So a second ago that chochem is einu baroshay pshat roes hanoylod. Rav Modche Gifter used to say that the definition of a chochem is maturity. Chochma is maturity. He used to say, you can hear this in the Shmuzim on tape. He used to say that in pasuk. Pasuk says, "B'pnei seva tokum v'adarto p'nei zoke." Yeah? What's the difference between a seva and a zoke? Seva is somebody who is old in age, the years have mounted, and so therefore, right, because this person is already a senior, however old senior is today, but that makes them into a seva. That's why on the Eged buses, right, there's a soul behind the driver's seat, right? It says on the little plaque there, "B'pnei seva takum." Right, 90% of people who get on the bus haven't got a clue what that's. Well, I'm going to say 90% of Shalai Mesh, a lot more. But "B'pnei seva takum," because if a person is elderly, you should get up for them and give them your seat. What's the Shabbat out of B'nei Zoke? Zog the Rashi, right? The Tusach from a Sifri, right? Zesha kono chokhma. It's a Gemara? It's a Chazal. Zesha kono chokhma. The Haina, you can be old, right? But it doesn't mean that you're old in years necessarily. That's the whole story in the Haggadah. It means you have achieved, right? You've achieved chokhmah. You can achieve chokhmah at a young age, right? So vadat mizokin. So the Haggadah, there is a relationship between chokhmah and ziknus. Zokin zeshe kono chokhmah. A chokhm is someone who is mature. He's old. He's developed. He's grown up. He's grown up. Zokra bishke. What does it mean to be grown up? What essentially is the yesoid ha-difference between a child and an adult? What does it mean to be adult? What is that? Right? What does it mean that you are mature, developed, grown up? One yesoid. A child is unable to think beyond the here and now. A child lives in the moment. I'm living now for myself. I'm in my own daladamas. And that is why children, maybe not your children, sure not my children, but all children, that's the truth, are essentially selfish. Children are selfish. Children are selfish. It's our Medrash, right? Medrash somewhere in Shemois, that a young child is like an evil king. Like an evil king. I mean, I just remember hearing Ramosha talk about this. He's an evil king. Why is he a king? Because he barks out orders. Right? I want bottle, I want this. They bark out orders. Why is he an evil king? Because at least a regular king tells you what they want. And they explain their demand. A child just sits there screaming and you've got to figure out, you're hungry, you're tired, have you soiled yourself, you know, you're cold, you're thirsty, I don't know what's going on. You've got to sit there and woe betide you if you get it wrong. Right? So children are very much self-centered. You watch them in the playground. It takes a long time for a child to think, right, that b'shvili nivra olam does not mean that the whole world is here to serve me. Right? Another thing a child is not able to do is see beyond today. Right, show me a child that wants to go to bed at night, and I'll show you a child that needs help. Children don't want to go to bed at night. Why? Because I'm having fun now. But if you have a good night's sleep, then tomorrow you'll be awake, you'll be fresh, your friends will enjoy you more, you'll score more goals, right? You'll learn more Torah. Nah, tomorrow! Who can think about tomorrow? Right? Children can't think about tomorrow, I want to have fun now. Right? The moment a child said, I want to go to bed, you should call the doctor. Right? So it must be feeling unwell. Only an adult can think beyond the immediate. We're talking about the future. We're talking about the end. We're talking about the final result. We're talking about the town that's going to be left after all of this. You've got to think about what you're doing today and the consequences it's going to have in the future. What's the name? Mocha, Mogan, Mamocha. Right, the answer is only a chacham can think about the future. What's the derasha? Posh that the rasha is the opposite. You open a chumash bereshis, and you come across the biggest rasha, the only doyraisa dika rasha, Esav. Right? Esav a rasha. Esav is the rasha doyraisa. What do we see? Where do we see already that Esav is displaying all elements of rishus? The answer is when he bursts into his father's house, right? And they're sitting shiva for none other than his own zeda Avraham Avinu, right? And what does Esav say? Haliteini no and Adam say, just give me some of the red stuff. Red stuff. Esav, red stuff. Take it in. Look around. Ask my edos, b'chukim, amishpotim. Take in your surroundings. Define things. Identify them. It's not a shiva was tutzachdo. Ah, no time. Right. So Yaakov Avinu says to Esav, if that's the case, right, sell me your Bechora. Sell me your Bechora. Right? So what does Esav say? Lo mazeli Bechora. Who cares about the Bechora? The Hainu. Who cares about the future? I don't care about the future. Rashi says, Mikan shekofa b'tchias ha-meisim. There's a kofa in the future. Esav doesn't care about the future. Esav sees red soup. I want the red soup now. Esav is meshugin geworden, misfarik geworden. You're going to sell your entire future for a bowl of soup. What's future? A rosha is somebody who is unable to consider what's coming later. That's a muridika tzustel, the chochem to the rosha. Because the chochem is eno baroshoi. The chochem is a rois hanoilon. The opposite of chochma is Esav is the Rosha, because the Rosha is someone who lives only in the here and only in the now. And he's Kofer in the ultimate. That's why it's Kofer be'ikah. Kofer be'chlal. It's the ultimate akhlal. Kofer be'ikah. Kofer be'tchias ha'mesim. Because he doesn't know about the future. What's the response to the Rosha? Hakeh shenov. Now, some people have a typo in the Haggadah. Right? And hakeh there is spelled hey chof hey, which means, you know, land him a haymaker. Right? A left hook. Nishdos state, hake is from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, to blunt. Blunt means to take away the sharpness. That's what it says, hake shinov. Because shinov
Shinaim is a lotion of shinun, which means sharpness, chadudim, right? Like it says, v'shinantom levonecho, she'devorim chadudim beficho. Hakeh shinov means just remove the sharp edge. Hakeh shinov, remove the sharp edge. Make it blunt. How does a person do that? How does a person do that? So I want to suggest for Shabbat this time. I want to suggest for Shabbat. Already in Gon it says, the grower already picks up that with all the other sons, you address the child. When it comes to the Rosh, it just says, Va'amartim. Just say what needs to be said. No, Elov. Don't address the child, because if you get into a tug of war with somebody who's displaying this aspect of Rishus, which is the inability to see beyond, right, you're never going to win. You're never going to win, because you're trying to use reason against somebody who is fundamentally unreasonable. The pshat that you can't see beyond today is the essence of unreasonability. You're trying to tell someone, calm down, don't say what you're about to say, don't do what you're about to do, you're going to suffer tomorrow. He can't hear such a thing, he's steaming, right? he's hissing. The red mist has descended, he can't, nothing can say. So what do you have to do? Just talk. Right? Don't talk to him, almost talk over him. But I'm out of just say what needs to be said, and what, as I stay gone, by the way, to grow. Amazing. And what does one say? I don't know if the following is MS, but I think it might be. Impossible. By Yishmael, it says, Ba'asher Hushom. Ba'asher Hushom means when the person is in the moment. And it's not about the future. Ba'asher Hushom means to be here, now, and the future is not Negeah. We say to the Rosha, Ilu Hoyo Shom, if you only remain Ba'asher Hushom, lo yayinigo. Right? There'll never be a Geula. You need to think beyond. You need to think about down the road. You need to think about the future like the Chochom. Ilu Hoyo Shom, as me bleibno in ein platz, right? And only today, then you're never going to get to Geula. And Duchsach, this is a major Musa Haskel, because for all of us, right, Ki Yadua, that Geula only comes to people that yearn and anticipate and think about the future. See, peace on Yeshua, Shani Gemara Shabbos, and a person comes up and says to Shomayim, they won't be asked, did you believe in the Geula? They'll be asked, did you yearn for the Geula? Because yearning is essential for Geula. That's why we daven it, Tzemach Tov, and Avdecham, and Yerzat Tzmiach, and Kanu Tom, Mishu Osecho, Kid Yishu Osecho, Kivinu Kor Hayoyim, and Noch Sefad, there's an essential element in the Geula. So only if you can look to the future that you will be amongst the Geulim. The maybe we say to the Rosh, if you're the person that can't be like the Chochem, the Eino Bereisho, Yisroel Hanoilo, then there's no Geula for you. Geula is only someone who's saying, looking down the road, Shuascho Kivisi. Who is the Tom? So in various Rishonim, this Tom is someone who's an Atzlin, who's a Batlin. He's Poshet, he's lazy, right? He can't be bothered. Right? Poshet can't be bothered. He's not a bad person, but he hasn't got the energy. Lots to be said about that, but time is short. But so it is that the answer to the Tom has to be B'choizik Yod Hotzion Hashem Mitzrayim. For the lazy, right, so there's no Geula. But Chozek Yod, things need to be done with energy, things need to be done with enthusiasm. Das doch the ganze Matzah. What's the difference between a Matzah and Chometz? The Chometz sits there on the table, sloughing away, right, and eventually it rises and rises and becomes the biggest, the most treif thing on earth, more treif than Chazer, the worst imaginable thing. Comes to get the matzah, but Alberton, right? You've got to work, you've got to energize it, right? Batola maybe the dish amum states in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. If you just sit around, lounging around, right, that leads to gefährliche things. So we say to a Tom, just get busy. And if the person doesn't want to get busy with one thing, so get busy with another thing, right? It's well known that people that are busy with something or other live much better lives. People have too much time on their hands, they can descend into all sorts. She'enid Elishoel is what I want to talk about, perhaps as the most important. She'enid Elishoel is as a, he doesn't know how to ask, some say, or he doesn't know what to ask, or he doesn't even know to ask.
The real touch is she'enu yudea eves nishlishol ta'as. Now I could stand here for hours now talking about this topic. I definitely left it to the end, not just because the Haggadah leaves it to the end, but because I knew once I start I wouldn't stop. So that, and I'd get nothing else said, and we wouldn't have learned the Chochom, we wouldn't have learned the Rosha. So it's not chamazal that time is against me. But what sort of child doesn't ask? What sort of child is not yudea lishol? Who hasn't had a child? Daddy, where are we going? Why? And why? And why? Why? Right? Every child is brimming with questions. They say, psychologists say that children, right, the reason they sleep so much when they're little, when they're developing, is because their brains are just an overload. All the new senses, all the new sounds, and the smells, and the dos, and the ends, and the tens, and they're just so inquisitive, they're so, everything's a question, right? Raise your hand if you've had a child, right? A 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, that doesn't just ask and ask and ask all day long. What's my assot kind is that? Idiot, lishuk, kemish, kefen, azak, kind, right? The answer is, what happened in a certain school, right? Where very choshverov, I won't say what, yeah, I can say it was the Gates of Rov. Now the Heintike Gates of Rov was called in. They said, Rebbe, he said, you've got to come, you've got to help us out. We've got this class, and the mamash are all apokorsim, and they're full of apokorsis, and he needs to sort them out. We can't teach them Torah. So he says, oh, vei, is he? He says himself, I was terrified. He met with Alan Holland, he met with the staff of the school, he was terrified. He goes into the class, he spends an hour with them, he comes back into the staff room, he says, Rebbe, I don't think you've got a class full of apokorsim. I think you've got a staff room full of Amaratim. Someone coughed at the wrong moment there, as you didn't hear. You've got a staff room full of Amaratim. Children have questions, and the Torah has the answers. What's the Nidei Elishol? Any Nidei Elishol is a child who's been told so many times, stop asking questions because you're an apikoros, that he stops asking, not because he hasn't got questions. And Satan I comes to tell you, yes, you can ask. Yes, you can ask questions. Mumuz pregnant. You can only learn if you ask. The Pachad Yitzchok says that the whole Satanite is from Gnus to Shvach, Mignayim to Shvach, Mitchilah to Zorah, from darkness to light, because it has to mirror She'elo to Shuvah. She'elo is an intellectual darkness of Chashdenish. And from the question, you can come to the light. If you don't have a question, you never come to the light of the answer. If there was no Mitzrayim, we never would have had the Oyer of Matan Torah. The Oyer of Matan Torah is only in response to a question. We should embrace questions. Fakent, Mishnah Berurah says that the whole reason why we move the Ka'orah around and Karpas and all the, and Moizm Kois Sheni, even though we're not drinking for another hour or two, is all Kadei Sheishal Atinokis. Not that they should ask, Daddy, why are you moving the Ka'orah? Yes, Asher Elos. Yes, Atmios. Mishnah Berurah says all the extra questions. All the big questions about Emunah and about the Mitzrayim and about Matan Torah and Nisias Mitzrayim and why we celebrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim if he put us there in the first place and did HaKadosh Baruch Hu promise Avraham and why is Paro being destroyed if he had his Bechira taken away? Oh! Yes, Rex, too good! You got a good answer? Yeah? Where? I don't know, I'll find it for you. Any the Elishol is at the bottom of the list because that's the ex-Tzach, a kid that just closes up on himself, right? And then so now he's Googling for answers, right? Because Tati is not doing the Vigal till the Vincha, so one last and good because we just start late. Pesach, al shum she posach HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Psochim. Then they had to put the dam on the Psochim. What is this all about on the Psochim? On the doorposts and the doorways. Right? Should you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, skipped over the houses, skipped over the chimneys. That was the doorposts, the doorway. What's up with the doorway, Psochim? So I can't remember where I saw this. It's a big shame because somebody, it was definitely not mine. But it brought down that when it came to Pesach, normally HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Pischu li Pesach kechudosh shel machat, v'ani eftach lechem Pesach kechudosh kepischu shel ulam. You open for me the eye of a needle, and Pesach, claim something, give me something, and then I'll open up the rest. When it came to Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, medaleg elohorim, I'm not even asking for the Pischu li Pesach shel machat. Right, I'm just saying to you, I'm going to do it all for you, completely isharusa de le'elo. And also, the Zal Bazach, why it says Ba'avuzeh, that in the Haggadah we have to do the same. We have to turn to the children, that even if they have closed up, at Psach Loi, just like the Rebbeinu Shlom was Pesach for us, without us even making the first step, we can also reach into the child's life and say, at Psach Loi, and we can open it, at Shashetesh Shalheves Olim Elav, until the child is able to grow and learn on their own. But we need to make the Pesach, when it comes to Pesach, we need to make the Samach, we need to make the Pesach with the Sof al Kaponim, we can see, and we've only just scratched the surface, which states that the Torah has something to say to the Chochom, to the Rosh, to the Talmidei Delisha, and it could be that we are all of those people ourselves at various different times in the year. Whatever we've told our children, we need to tell ourselves. Abedzim Zoycha, the Boruch Hamokim, Boruch Hu, Vokshon, the Torah, and Israel, Boruch Hu. I'm really going to